Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. There's so much noise out there. People telling you what you should or shouldn't do around your own well-being. It can be really hard to navigate, right? So today, I just wanted to drop you a quick message around the right path for you and ask you a question. Who are you listening to? So one of the first lessons I learned from my original mentor in personal growth, so back 2011, he talked about, or he asked a question around like, yeah, who are you listening to? So for me, my journey started by wanting to secure the wealth for my family to have a financial future that I could determine, that I wasn't at the mercy of the markets or at the mercy of other people, but I actually could control my financial future. And one of the things he talked about is, do you listen to people who have just come into an industry and are just trying to help you by some new idea they've come up with that's worked for a short while? Or are you listening to people who have been there and done that and have got the runs on the board and have got a long-term commitment to what they're doing and can show results going a long way back? So it's the same with our personal well-being. There are lots of fad diets that come up, lots of ideas that come up, and yes, it's more than just physical. But the most important thing is to listen to someone who has actually done what you want to do. So you get plenty of advice from family, friends, from well-meaning connections who want to tell you what's right for you and you shouldn't do this, you should do that. And the question I always ask myself in my head is, well, have they actually done that? Like, do they talk from experience? Because plenty of people will dismiss things based on what they've read or be really adamant that this is the solution based on what they've read or what they've heard. For me, I always listen to people who have been there and done that. They've got the runs on the board. They've shown that they can actually make a change in an area. They've shown growth. They've shown results. So whether it's your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, or your spiritual health, ask that question. Who are you listening to? Have they done it themselves? Have they gone from where you are to where you want to be? Because unless they have, well, then they're just speculating. They don't know for sure. They don't know about your circumstances. They don't know the journey you've been on. Instead, if you listen to someone whose story resonates, whose past somewhat mirrors yours, it's never going to be exactly the same, right? But if it's a similar scenario, and they seem to be talking your language, and they've gone from there to a much better place by doing whatever needed to be done to a place that you want to be, then that's the person for you to listen to. Big, right? How often do you get caught listening to well-meaning people in your family? No matter what age, we can get drawn into listening to our parents, right? Because when we're growing up, our parents know best, and our parents want the best for us. Sometimes they come with their own patterns and programming that means that they wanted to control what you do and what you say and how you should operate, because they want the best for you. Maybe they want you to be safe. Maybe they want you to be protected. But again, they come in with their own thoughts and their own beliefs and their own experience. So unless they've been there and done what you want to do, well then perhaps not the best advice to take. So have a think about who you're listening to. Have a look at where it is that you want to go to, and then start finding the people that have done what you want to do, align to what you want to do, that feels right when you think about listening to them, that actually lifts you up, that doesn't have you feeling more fear and frustration, but actually has you feeling motivated and inspired. I hope that helps. And wherever you're up to in your growth journey, just remember, when you work through different challenges, you always end up, when you are growing, you always end up in a better place at the other side. So whatever you're going through, this too shall pass, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. So keep moving forward. Keep finding inspiration within. Keep finding guidance from without. And you will get to where you need to go. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.